farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years, they are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 79 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Two economic snapshots developing negative. Consumer spending dropped last month after a sharp increase in April, says the Commerce Department. Polling the nation's home builders on sales conditions, the National Association of Home Builders, Wells Fargo, showing the third lowest reading in 13 years. An early exit from the G7 in Canada has President Trump back in Washington, says he wants to closely monitor Iran-Israel fighting. More missile and drone attacks overnight, says ABC's Jordana Miller in Jerusalem.
All businesses are closed except grocery stores and a few little cafes. All the schools are closed. Everyone's home with their kids. And you're not really allowed to gather or go to a workplace, so there's not a lot of people on the street.
Israeli forces launched a series of strikes in western Iran today, says the Israeli military. An aide to Russian President Putin says talks to normalize relations with the U.S. are suspended. This is ABC News. More on the deadly shootings of Minnesota lawmakers and the man in custody, Vance Bolter, from ABC's Melissa Adan.
Bolter facing a judge Monday afternoon where prosecutors revealed chilling new details of a, quote, targeted political assassination designed to inflict fear, injure, and kill members of the Minnesota legislature and their families. Bolter accused of killing Democratic Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, and critically injuring Democratic State Senator John Hoffman and his wife in back-to-back shootings.
A federal judge orders the Trump administration to restore hundreds of research grants cut by the National Institutes of Health, calling the cancellations arbitrary, illegal, and void. Preparing to debate proposals to decriminalize abortion, British lawmakers, their concerns that police are using antiquated laws to prosecute women who end their own pregnancies. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, Simpsons Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, Colloy Contracting, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's mostly cloudy and 81 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast for this afternoon calls for partly sunny, warm, and a bit muggy, with isolated thunderstorms forming late this afternoon, a high in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered showers and storms continue with a low of 64. Then tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, possibly heavy at times. A few thunderstorms may mix in with a high of 74. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 4 miles per hour, and it's 81 degrees.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
Prepare for the upcoming season with the Ready and Rolling Sales Event at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. You can benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt round balers and up to $7,500 on disc blind disc mower conditioners. Simpson's Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
It's 81 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. An update to a UTV crash in Sauk County last week has been released. The operator sustained life-threatening injuries in a rollover crash last Tuesday morning on Coon Bluff Road north of County Road P in the town of Delona. The Sauk County Sheriff's Department reports that the operator, identified as Kalen Markinus, 21 of Wisconsin Dells, died Saturday. Markinus was transported from the scene with life-threatening injuries by MedFlight to a hospital in Madison last week. The initial investigation showed that Markinus was southbound on Coon Bluff Road and attempted a passing maneuver on another vehicle. She entered the ditch and overcorrected, causing the UTV to roll over several times. Kalen Markinus was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the UTV. Speed and operator inexperience are believed to be factors in the crash. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office confirmed that her name was on the manifesto from the Minnesota assassin. A spokesperson in Baldwin's office told Civic Media's Dan Schaefer that Baldwin was informed by law enforcement that she was included on the alleged shooter's list of names and that she, quote, remains focused on the things that matter most, here honoring the legacy and life of Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, praying for the other victims who are fighting for their lives, and condemning this abhorrent, senseless political violence, end quote. 11 Wisconsin-based lawmakers appeared on Vance Bolter's hit list. At the Capitol, a request for increased security ahead of a scheduled floor session this week. A spokesman for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss confirmed Monday that increased security presence has been requested prior to Wednesday's Assembly floor session. That follows the weekend assassination of a Minnesota state lawmaker and her husband and the wounding of a second lawmaker and his wife, all at their residences. Unlike the majority of state Capitol buildings and many county courthouses in Wisconsin, visitors to the Capitol in Madison can enter through numerous doors and are not subject to metal detectors or security searches. Security is provided by officers with the Capitol Police. From a legislator in downtown Minneapolis to a veteran Ohio congresswoman, many lawmakers included in the suspected Minnesota gunman's writings and list of targets are vowing not to bow down. An acting U.S. attorney says the dozens of politicians included in the suspect's writing were Democrats. While some say the violence has prompted them to double down on their legislative work, at least one lawmaker postponed a town hall after learning she was a potential target. A unanimous Wisconsin Supreme Court has sided with the Democratic State Attorney General in a long-running battle over a law passed by Republicans who wanted to weaken the office in a lame duck legislative session more than 6 years ago. The court ruled unanimously today that it's unconstitutional to require the Attorney General to get a permission from a Republican-controlled legislative committee to settle certain civil lawsuits. The court said the law is a separation of powers violation. The Republican-controlled legislature and outgoing GOP Governor Scott Walker weakened executive powers just weeks before Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Democratic Attorney General Josh Call took office. A nationwide opioid settlement is moving forward. Attorneys general from all 54 U.S. states and territories have reached a sweeping multi-billion dollar settlement with Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family over marketing and distribution of opioids, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced Monday. The $7.4 billion agreement with the makers of OxyContin has not been finalized, and Call said the next step in the process is that local governments will be asked to join the settlement contingent on bankruptcy court proceedings. Under this settlement, Wisconsin state and local governments would receive as much as $80 million over the next 15 years. Madison residents near the Dane County Regional Airport are denied funding to soundproof their homes against military jet noise. Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan, whose district includes Madison, said residents won't receive federal dollars to mitigate noise from Wisconsin Air National Guard F-35 fighter jets based on Truax Field. The Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs had applied for $18 million to help more than 160 residents install noise-dampening insulation. Pocan said the Department of Defense denied the funds. Noise levels near the airport have been as high as 116 decibels. Continued exposure to noise levels of 80 to 90 decibels can cause hearing loss. Wisconsin Rapids is hosting a statewide business incubation conference. Mayor Matt Zacher says the goal of the conference is to identify new ways to start businesses in Wisconsin and share ideas about how communities can do to incubate small businesses. He wants to make sure that regulatory hurdles aren't discouraging businesses from opening, aren't getting discouraged from ever even opening due to all those hurdles. The Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities Conference runs through Wednesday. Given the stress often involved in buying a car in person, many dealers are figuring out ways to simplify the process by moving it online. One main perk of purchasing a car online is that there is less emotion involved. It's easier to stay detached when chatting with someone remotely, and this could help you make a clear-headed purchase. Also, any discussion you have about pricing or financing generally comes through email, which means you have everything in writing and can thoroughly review the terms without a salesperson nearby. You can make this significant spending decision on your own time, even after regular business hours. If you are considering buying a car online, the Better Business Bureau recommends these tips to help you avoid getting scammed and get the best deal possible. Set a budget. You will also want to factor in the monthly expenses of owning a vehicle, including insurance payments, fuel, parking, and routine maintenance and repairs. A clearly defined budget will make choosing a car, negotiating with a dealer, and getting a loan much more straightforward. Do thorough research. Assess your personal needs first. This will help you narrow down the makes and models as you search for a vehicle that fits your needs. Once you have narrowed your search, compare models you are interested in, keeping a close eye on safety ratings, owner reviews, and warranties. Visit manufacturer websites to see detailed images of each car and research MPG statistics, interior options, cargo space, towing capacity, and more. The more time you spend on these initial steps, the more comfortable you will feel when purchasing. It's also best practice to get a vehicle history report. Use the vehicle identification number to obtain a vehicle history report from a trusted provider. This helps verify the car's condition, mileage, and accident history. Shop for a deal. This may include cashback deals, rebates, low-interest financing options, or incentives for recent graduates, military veterans, rideshare drivers like Uber and Lyft, or first responders. In addition, many dealers are willing to make price cuts on previous year models or any model that did not sell as well as expected. Purchasing one of these surplus vehicles can mean extra incentives from the dealer. Pre-qualify for loan. Pre-qualifying for loan gives you a few advantages when approaching a dealer to make a purchase. Of course, most car dealers offer their in-house financing for consumers, but you may get lower interest rates on loans from your bank or credit union, so it's important to compare. Search dealers for inventory. Now that you have a specific make and model in mind and a pre-approved loan, you're ready to start shopping. You can search for a specific car or browse a dealer's inventory online to see what they have on hand. You can include out-of-town dealers and online-only dealers as well. Check to see if they charge high delivery fees to your area. If so, starting with a local search and expanding it might be a good idea if you don't find what you want. Take advantage of online showrooms to get a close look at the vehicle. Many online dealers feature dozens of photos from various angles so that you can inspect each car closely from the comfort of your home. Speak with internet sales managers. When you find a trustworthy dealer with the car you want, it is time to contact the sales manager. During your initial conversations, focus on what car you are interested in, whether they have it or can get it, and how much they will sell it for. Give the sales manager the general price range that fits your budget. If you are considering purchasing a certified pre-owned vehicle, now is the time to request a copy of the vehicle history report. Test drive the vehicle. You should always take a test drive before you sign the final paperwork. There is no substitute for seeing a car in person, looking under the hood, sitting in the driver's seat, and ensuring the engine runs smoothly. To do so, you may need to travel to the dealer's place of business. Some dealers offer the ability to test drive upon delivery, and if anything isn't as expected, you may cancel the sale. Take the route that works best for you, but never skip the test drive. Complete the sale at the dealer or upon delivery. If everything checks out, decide how you will complete the sale. It is still usually necessary to sign the final paperwork in person. If you would rather avoid visiting the dealership, ask about delivery. Some dealers will drop off the car at your home or business and allow you to sign upon delivery. There are many pros to buying a car online, but caution is also needed. Anytime you shop online, and especially when making an expensive purchase like a car, you should watch out for too-good-to-be-true deals, be cautious about wiring funds or completing bank-to-bank transactions, contact the seller by phone, see the car first, beware of fake vehicle shipping services, don't give in to pressure, don't trust a seller or buyer who says the transaction is guaranteed by eBay, PayPal, Craigslist, or another online marketplace. To learn more, see the BBB tips on buying a new car and buying a used car. You can also look up car dealerships at BBB.org to check their business rating and read customer reviews. A man has died falling off a silo in Jefferson County. The fall of the farm worker in southern Wisconsin is being investigated. It happened Friday near Lake Mills in Jefferson County. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that, according to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, a 70-year-old man was roughly 50 feet up on the outside of a silo to open a door to allow feed to be removed. Investigators say what happened wasn't witnessed, but it was clear the man had fallen at some point. Other farm employees found him on the ground and life-saving measures were attempted, but the man was pronounced dead at the scene. A newly released audit of Milwaukee Public Schools shows a systematic staffing and management breakdown. The audit is the second of two commissioned by Governor Evers' office a year ago. It found that MPS is understaffed in key locations and grades, has been disrupted by repeated relocations due to lead remediation in district buildings, and that teachers report not receiving the support they need from administrators and their principals. A majority of teachers told auditors that they spend too much time disciplining students and not enough actual teaching. The 52-page audit report released by MGT of American Consulting includes 40 recommendations for MPS to improve. Auditors said new MPS Superintendent Brenda Casilius has met with them and is in the process of making strategic plans to implement recommendations. It's 81 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. Crawford County Royalty has been announced. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
WRCO News Time is 1222. It's 81 degrees in Richland Center. The 2025 Crawford County Dairy Royalty and Crawford County Fairest of the Fair were crowned in front of a full house at the United Methodist Church Hall in Eastman last night. Haven Smithurst is the 69th Crawford County Dairy Princess. Haven is a graduating senior of the Seneca High School and the daughter of Chad and Tisha Smithurst of rural Eastman. Her activities include 4-H, FFA, PALS, SHARE, and Student Council. Haven is currently serving as the 2024-25 Crawford County Senior Fair Ambassador and the captain of the Crawford County Bold Blazers Equestrian Drill Team. Haven plans to attend UW River Falls in the fall, majoring in animal science. Ashlyn Nolan is the 27th Crawford County Little Miss Squirt. Ashlyn is the 10-year-old daughter of John and Carrie Nolan of Nolan Family Farms in Prairie du Chien. Ashlyn is a fourth grader at Prairie Catholic School. She has been a member of the Eastman Cloverleaf 4-H Club for 6 years and is in 4-H Dairy Project and Shooting Sports. Layla Brandis is the Crawford County Little Miss Squirt attendant. Layla is the daughter of Nathan and Allie Brandis. She is 9 years old and attends Boscobel Elementary School. Layla lives on her grandparents' 350-cow dairy farm in rural Waseca. She is a member of the Steuben River Runners 4-H Group. The 2025 Crawford County Fairest of the Fair is Brooke Mitchell. Brooke is the daughter of Bart and Amy Mitchell. She lives on Mitchell Beef and Crop Farms and is a senior at Waseca Steuben Schools. Brooke is an active member in the Steuben River Runners 4-H Club, as well as the Waseca Steuben FFA, serving many officer positions as well as participating in county, district, state, and national events and competitions. Brooke will be attending University of Wisconsin-Madison this fall, majoring in life science communication. The 2025 Crawford County Junior Fairest of the Fair is Erin Nolan. Erin is the daughter of John and Carrie Nolan. She lives on Nolan Dairy Farms and is in 7th grade at Prairie Catholic Schools. Erin has been a member of Eastman Cloverleaf 4-H Club for 8 years. Erin served as the 2022 Crawford County Little Miss Squirt. Erin loves everything about the fair and is excited to promote the county fair. The Vernon County Office of Emergency Management has announced a major upgrade in its public alert and notification capabilities by transitioning from the Nixle platform to Everbridge, a leading global provider of critical event management solutions. This change, effective July 1st, is part of an ongoing commitment to ensuring the safety and well-being of Vernon County residents. It also has an internal component for county staff to deliver faster, more targeted, and more reliable emergency notifications. Everbridge will be the primary system used to issue alerts related to severe weather, public safety threats, road closures, evacuations, and other time-sensitive events. Another advantage is that Everbridge will be an opt-out system. The feature Resident Connect is being utilized to pull open-source cell and landline phone numbers to get greater reach. Everbridge also provides greater customization, geo-targeting precision, and integration with other emergency systems, ensuring residents receive the most relevant and timely information possible. This improved functionality also enhances coordination among first responders and other public agencies during emergencies. Residents previously subscribed to Nixle will automatically be transitioned into Everbridge, but are encouraged to sign up for Everbridge alerts via email or download the Everbridge mobile app to receive critical information multiple ways starting July 1st. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board is sponsoring a series of canoe outings on the Wisconsin River through July. The large Voyager replica canoes commissioned by the state of Wisconsin in conjunction with the sesquicentennial in 1998 are used for the trips that explore different segments of the river. The first trips are scheduled for Wednesday from 9 to 1 from Muscadet to Port Andrew and Thursday from 9 to 2 from Lone Rock to Gotham. Additional trips will be held Monday through Wednesday, June 23rd through 25th, Monday and Tuesday, June 30th and July 1st, and Thursday, July 3rd at various times and locations. To make a reservation or to ask questions about the canoe trips, contact the Riverway Board office Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 at 608-739-3188 or by emailing marcia.curtis@wi.gov. Additional information may be found on the Riverway Board website or Facebook page. Seating is limited to 14 people for each excursion, so reservations are required. A waiting list will be developed in case of cancellations. The excursions will be led by Mark Cupp, Riverway Board Executive Director. Water levels and weather permitting, a sandbar stop will be included in each trip. Participants should bring their own beverages, food, sunscreen, and bug spray. No glass containers are allowed. Life jackets and paddles will be provided, but participants are welcome to bring their own personal flotation device. Small groups may sign up for the trips, but should do so early to ensure that adequate space is available. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking landowners to host the Gun Deer Hunt for hunters with disabilities this fall. Assistant Deer and Elk Specialist Brooke Van Handel says the program helps remove barriers. Interested landowners must have at least 60 acres of land available and be able to host at least 3 hunters. Landowners have through July 3rd to submit an application. The hunt runs October 4th through the 12th. More information is available on the DNR's website. Atlantic hurricane season began this month. Disasters like hurricanes and severe summer weather can disrupt blood drives for several days and impact the momentum of a growing blood supply. You can help the American Red Cross plan for the unexpected by making an appointment to give blood or platelets. A blood drive is being held at St. John's Gym in Muscadet today. A blood drive will also be held Friday from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Rescue Squad building in Mineral Point. While you may be engaging in outdoor adventures this month, the Red Cross asks you to make an appointment to donate by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The blood drive in Muscadet is also accepting walk-ins this afternoon to help them meet their goal. Replacement of the patient and employee parking lots at the Richland Hospital and Clinics facility in Richland Center will begin June 21st and is expected to continue through August 1st. This project will be completed in four phases. During each phase, and for the entire project duration, in order to limit the impact on patients, employee parking will be limited. Throughout the project, patient parking will continue to be available in the parking lots closest to the facility. TRHC is sensitive to the impact this change will have on staff, patients, and neighbors of the facility, and has requested that staff find alternate transport means, carpool, work remotely, or park along Story Field during this project. The repaving is being completed as part of a year-long renovation, addressing several deferred maintenance and repair projects at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. It's 81 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
It's 81 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Eugene Gene Hatch, 87 of Blue River, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial will follow in St. John's Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Wednesday from 4 until 7, and again Thursday from 10 until the departure to the church at 10:45. Gene Hatch is survived by his wife of 60 years, Nancy, three children, Lonnie and Stacy Hatch, and Larry and Mona Hatch, all of Blue River, and Lisa and Marty Pingle of Oregon. Eight grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, and siblings, Henrietta and Larry McGee, Wilma Anderson, Donald Hatch, and Catherine Hatch. Eugene Gene Hatch, 87 of Blue River. John Frank Kataravic, 98 of Cazenovia, died May 26th. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The Cazenovia American Legion McNamara Jasper Post 491 will provide military honors at the funeral home. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice or Zion Lutheran Church in Laval. John Kataravic is survived by his wife, Jeanette, son, Lon and Patty Kataravic of Prairie du Sac, two grandsons, five great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews, other relatives, friends, and neighbors. John Frank Kataravic, 98, of Casanova. William Cairns, age 73, died June 5th. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 11 to 3 at the Muscadet Park Lion Shelter. Memorials may be made to the Muscadet Public Library. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. William Cairns is survived by his mother, Vernette, four brothers, two sisters, and many nieces, nephews, and cousins. William Cairns, age 73. Fred Hostler, 93, of Waseca, died May 12th in La Crosse. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel Saturday from 9 to noon. Burial will be at the Bagley Cemetery with military honors. In lieu of flowers, donations to Sugar Creek Bible Camp or St. John's Lutheran Church are appreciated. Fred Hostler is survived by four children, Kurt Hostler of Waseca, Thomas and Nancy Hostler of Gutenberg, Iowa, Philip and Ione Hostler of Walsenburg, Colorado, and Trish and Scott Brugman of Steuben. Five grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, and special friend Mary Lenz of Waseca. Fred Hostler, 93, of Waseca. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51, of Spring Green, died unexpectedly Thursday. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. A private burial will be held in the Eastside Cemetery in Dodgeville. Friends may call at the funeral home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church. Wade McLeod is survived by his mother, Jane McLeod of Spring Green, aunts, along with cousins and friends. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51, of Spring Green.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, here for you every step of the way. With insurance products designed exclusively for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most. Plus, save with discounts when you bundle home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center. Rural Mutual Insurance. Keep Wisconsin strong.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Tom and Leah Babel and Dan and Dawn Pliner. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, it is a seasonably warm and sticky day across southern Wisconsin and surrounding areas. There is a weak cool front, though, settling in from the north and west. That, combined with a disturbance back around Nebraska and Iowa, could lead to some scattered thunderstorms developing around here late this afternoon into this evening. For the most part, they should behave themselves and not get too severe, but a few could have some small hail, gusty winds, and downpour, so keep an eye on that. Otherwise, tomorrow, more rain in the offing as low pressure spins up through Iowa, Illinois, toward southeast Wisconsin. Some places could see an additional half inch or more of rainfall. Now, Thursday and Friday, the best chance of storms will be over the northern half of the states as a warm front develops across the region. Some of those could be on the heavy side. Once that pushes away, we should have a quiet weekend, but it is going to be on the hot and humid side. Temperatures probably reaching their warmest levels so far this summer season. So definitely take it easy. Get in the shade when you can and drink plenty of extra water out there this weekend. And of course, avoid sunburn. Our forecast now for the rest of today, partly sunny, warm, and just a bit muggy. Isolated thunderstorms may form late this afternoon, especially in southern areas. High temperature in the low 80s. West to northwest wind 5 to 10. Scattered showers and storms continue tonight, low at 64. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, possibly heavy at times. A few thunderstorms may mix in with a high of 74, so just a touch cooler. Now, Thursday looking partly cloudy and warm with a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm late in the day, high at 83. Going into Friday, variably cloudy, warm and humid, 40% chance of scattered thunderstorms, low 63, high 84. A hot and steamy weekend with quite a bit of sunshine. Breezy as well, the low temperatures near 70, highs in the lower 90s. Monday partly sunny, hot and humid, maybe a stray storm late, high 91. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good afternoon.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently 81 degrees in Richland Center with a mix of sun and clouds. After a high yesterday of 80, our low this morning was 62. Our high so far today, 82. The record high for this state, set in 1940 and then again in 2018, is 92 degrees. The record low, 39, was set in 1961. Last year's high was 87 with a low of 74. Sunset tonight will be at 8:44, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:21. Currently in Richland Center, we have east winds at 5 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.87. Relative humidity is 67%, and no precipitation to report. It's currently 81 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Tips for dealing with the stress that comes with being a farmer. Today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. I would argue that farming is one of the most stressful occupations there is. Today, we're offering tips for dealing with that stress, courtesy of David Brown, a behavioral health specialist with Iowa State University Extension.
We're all pretty good at maybe helping others or maybe helping a friend or family member, but we forget about ourselves sometimes. And so there's some really great research-based strategies out there that we can do that really help us take care of ourselves as well.
Brown suggests a variety of ways to deal with stress.
Could be having a hobby that we simply enjoy. Maybe doing some deep breathing, some mindfulness, meditation, some repetitive prayer. What do we do that helps us to relax, kind of lower blood pressure, relax our body a little bit, because that reduces the levels of frustration, improves focused mood, improves the muscle tension, all those things.
Brown recommends physical activity as well. You know, healthy body, healthy mind.
You might want to look at buying a treadmill, joining a gym, things like that, because there's so many great benefits of physical activity. It improves sleep quality, reduces blood pressure, reduces risk of developing dementia, and actually reduces the risk for 8 different types of cancers.
There are many farm stress hotlines available across the country 24 hours a day. Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
House and Senate differ on Section 199A. I'm Erin Anderson with Wisconsin Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The House and Senate reconciliation packages differ on a tax deduction important to farmers. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says while the House proposal raises the Section 199A deduction for qualified business income to 23%, the Senate would make the deduction permanent but remain at 20%.
Well, remember, the 23% was sunsetting, and we feel that it benefits small business to have it permanent at 20%. So it's a trade-off.
The Iowa Republican tells Brownfield he believes permanency is more beneficial to the long-term success of farms and small businesses.
We think that to have a pro-growth bill, the certainty of the law well into the future is better for the economy than sunsetting things.
Farms operating as a pass-through entity are eligible for the Section 199A deduction. An extension plant pathologist is encouraging growers to scout their fields for early tar spot development. Tamara Jackson-Zims with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln says farmers shouldn't panic if they identify the disease.
Once this fungus becomes a permanent resident, it's overwintering. This is what they're seeing in the eastern corn belt. It's not unusual, for example, for our colleagues in Indiana to see this disease begin developing.
She tells Brownfield research at Purdue University shows it's more effective to wait later in the growing season to apply fungicide.
Even when disease like this shows up at these early leaf stages, B6, B7, that still the best applications of fungicides are those made around the early reproductive stages, like at VT to R2 or R3.
Jackson Zim says applications should be done before disease severity reaches about 5% on the ear leaf. What's in store for the cash cattle market? Brownfield's Megan Grebner has the story.
Just because cash prices are going up doesn't mean we're not going to see some volatility.
Mississippi State University Extension Ag economist Josh Maple says market fundamentals support cattle prices moving higher.
You know, we certainly haven't gotten the data to suggest that we're turning the supply story by any big, meaningful way. So we're going to be in for some pretty volatile periods here.
He tells Brownfield the higher prices are making a 1 or 2% move in the market more substantial.
We're talking at 240 cash-fed cattle prices, you know, 1%, that's $2.40 is a 1% swing. So, you know, a $2 move is not the same as it was when we were talking about $1.20 cattle prices.
Maple says the market's going to continue to look for a top.
But we sure don't seem to have found it.
I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
And I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
June is Dairy Month, so the folks at Burnham Lumber Company of Rui are offering some special deals for you, the dairy farmer. Save 6% on the full line of Miraco energy-free or energy-efficient waterers. Plus, get $65 to $125 in rebates on each qualifying Miraco waterer purchased. Choose from a variety of Mirafonts for cool, clean water, big spring models for large capacity use, or the little spring for versatility. June's also a great time to save on housing for your young stock. Take $100 off all portable hutches in stock bought during June Dairy Month. Save today at Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, your farm improvement headquarters since 1954.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet, and so is cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to another pretty quiet start. Asking prices have started to surface in the south at $238 plus live, but still haven't been established in the north. Bids haven't been floated yet. Show lists are higher across all major feeding areas. Significant trade volume will likely hold out until the latter part of the week. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers sold from $5 lower to $5 higher. Feeder heifer sold from $5 lower to $7 higher. The USDA says supply was heavy with good demand. There were a lot of unweaned, non-vaccinated calves in the day's offering, which was reflected in those uneven prices. Medium and large one feeder steer, 601 to 644 pounds, brought $350 to $379. Feeder steers, 804 to 889 pounds, brought $300 to $307.75. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 602 to 646 pounds, brought $323 to $360. Box beef was sharply higher at midday on strong demand for light offerings. Choice up 307 at 385.18. Select was 279 higher at 370.26. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. There were very light negotiated purchases. Processors aren't starting the day very aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand remains an overall bright spot for the market. U.S. pork continues to see strong demand globally, and that's helping provide some price support. However, China remains the wild card. The five-day rolling average for barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct is $106.05. At the Iowa, Minnesota, it's $106.07. And in the Western Corn Belt, it's $106.87. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $74. At Illinois, slaughterhouse prices were $4 higher, with moderate demand for light offerings at $53 to $70. Barrows and gilts were $3 higher, with moderate demand for light offerings at $63 to $73. And pork values are lower at midday, down 63 cents at $118.85. Bellies were sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Merck Empower provides dairy producers with tailored precision management to optimize milk production and quality.
It can be difficult at times to identify very early animals that are exhibiting abnormal behaviors or clinical signs. The monitoring system, be it through the collars or through the ear tags, alerts the producer or the farmer that this animal is not performing to what it would be its normal parameters. And so somebody then needs to go and look. When they are alerted, they can provide more targeted treatments and earlier treatments.
Livestock and dairy veterinarian Dr. John Champagne says it's been most helpful in identifying emerging threats, especially with the development of highly pathogenic avian influenza.
Birds that utilize our Sensov dairy monitoring system, they are able to detect abnormal changes within their cattle populations prior to those herds testing positive.
Visit productive-cows.com or contact a Merck Animal Health representative to learn the best Empower approach to keep your cows productive.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements, just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
Soybeans are up, corn's mostly higher, cattle and hogs are fully lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on them to provide the best products, get you higher yields and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans are up today. The USDA's national condition rating dipped over the past week, with planting and emergence both close to average. Near-term development weather generally looks favorable. July beans are up 3 1/4 at 1073. August is 3 1/2 higher at 1075 and a quarter. July soybean meal's up $1.50 at 285.20. July soybean oil's down 18 points at 54.95. Corn's mostly modestly higher. The corn rating was up on the week, with emergence matching the five-year average and mostly non-threatening weather on tap. Brazil's second crop harvest is slow, hampered by late planting and recent rain. July's down 1 1/2 at 4.33 1/4. September's up 5 3/4 at 4.25 1/2. And wheat is higher. Chicago and Kansas City are responding to weekly crop condition changes, a dip for the winter wheat crop. The spring wheat rating did improve, but there's still a lot of questions about rain in the spring wheat growing areas for Minneapolis. July Chicago's up 14 at 5.50 1/2. July Kansas City's 12 1/2 higher at 5.48 1/2. July Minneapolis is up 7 1/4 at 6.30. Live and feeder cattle are down sharply on profit-taking ahead of this week's direct business. Asking prices are at 238 plus live, otherwise things are quiet. August live's down 420 at 211.35. October's 345 lower at 209.45. August feeders are down 487 at 305.35. September's down 465 at 304.92. And as for the hogs, with spillover from the drop in cattle and a lower midday move in pork, July lean has just come back to steady at 111.80. August is down 60 at 112.07. And over in the broader market, the Dow's down 130 points. The dollar and crude oil are up. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
A garden that can repel pests and yield results. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. There are some herbs and vegetables that don't just produce a harvest when used in your garden, can also help control and repel insects and other problematic pests. So let's start with herbs. Basil, a culinary herb, repels flies and mosquitoes. It can be planted near tomatoes and peppers to help prevent pest pressure. Adding some mint to your garden, especially catnip, can deter ants, repel fleas, and cabbage moths. It should be planted near, surprisingly, cabbage and broccoli. Rosemary is another fragrant herb that can repel flies, cabbage moths, and other pests, and does help with the production for both carrots and beans. Garlic could be considered magical as it helps repel aphids and Japanese beetles. Plant it near carrots and lettuce for a more bountiful harvest. Lavender doesn't just smell nice, it also helps repel mosquitoes and other insects. If planted near cabbage and lettuce, it can benefit production as well. Flowers like petunias repel mosquitoes and aphids and can benefit plants like tomatoes and asparagus. Those are just a few examples of companion plants that you might want to consider. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Merck Empower provides dairy producers with tailored precision management to optimize milk production and quality.
It can be difficult at times to identify very early animals that are exhibiting abnormal behaviors or clinical signs. The monitoring system, be it through the collars or through the ear tags, alerts the producer or the farmer that this animal is not performing to what it would be its normal parameters. And so somebody then needs to go and look. When they are alerted, they can provide more targeted treatments and earlier treatments.
Livestock and dairy veterinarian Dr. John Champagne says it's been most helpful in identifying emerging threats, especially with the development of highly pathogenic avian influenza.
Birds that utilize our Sensov dairy monitoring system, they are able to detect abnormal changes within their cattle populations prior to those herds testing positive.
Visit productive-cows.com or contact a Merck Animal Health representative to learn the best Empower approach to keep your cows productive.
Make plans to visit the Blue River Farmers Market every second and fourth Tuesday from 4 until 6:30 at Blue River Park. Enjoy fresh produce, flowers, artisan crafts, food trucks, baked goods, natural products, jams, jellies, candles, jewelry, gifts, cotton candy, and more. It's fun for all ages now through September 23rd. Want to be one of the amazing vendors? Call or DM the Friends of Blue River Facebook page. The Blue River Farmers Market, small town charm, big time fun.
Come visit the Aikie School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The back and forth missile and airstrikes continue between Israel and Iran, the U.S. moving more military assets to the region, and President Trump returning from the G7 summit in Canada a day early, huddling with his national security team today. Iran firing off more missiles today, so far intercepted by Israel's air defense systems. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
Everyone here in the region, you know, wondering what President Trump's next move will be, since it could dramatically impact what's happening.